Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Because we never do it right at the beginning of the show, and we didn't do it yesterday, if we don't do the mailbag right now with your cards and letters and correspondence for all of us, we're going to forget it. And, you know, just be aware of that, okay? So we were doing some camera adjusting, which Mike will now firmly refer to as the breast cam.
Beautiful.
From this point forward.
And download cam. Off the chart.
Cam for Uncle Mikey. Yeah. Should be fantastic. So we're going to open up the mailbag now, tighter, brighter, for your listening pleasure, everyone. Happy Wednesday during the coronavirus experience. I hope you're all staying safe and social distancing and doing all that good stuff. Tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday, usually done on Tuesday. Let's get right to it, shall we?
Let's do it.
A good idea.
Let's do it.
Don't you?
Yeah. Don't you? Wouldn't you?
I do. All right, Aaron Walker writes, "Hey guys, I am the person who sent in the Werner Herzog chickens tape."
Yeah, Mike, do you remember the tape of the director Werner Herzog? It went like this.
The enormity of their flat brain, the enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming. You have to do yourself a favor when you're out in the countryside and you see chicken. Try to look
chicken.
A chicken in the eye with great intensity.
Intensity
of stupidity.
Hearing you guys laugh and hearing that you enjoyed this audio clip made my day. I work for a small nonprofit that helps low-income folks get access to needed medication and other health services. Noble occupation. Needless to say, it's been a tough couple of months. Why? No, I'm sorry. Just kidding. Thanks for everything you guys do. You make it a lot easier to get in my car and go to work and do what I can to support my staff who do the even harder work. That's wonderful. Love you guys. Aaron. Aaron Walker. Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate that. Thanks to all of you for mentioning. This comes from us from Dave Adams. He writes, "Hey, gang. Thanks to all of you for mentioning John Prine's passing on your show." Well, count on it, Dave, in the event that somebody dies, if Rob Spiewak doesn't mention it, there's something very, very wrong.
No, the only death I won't mention will be my own.
Very right. Very well. Right. And if you don't get that thing done that I asked, or make any headway with that thing I asked for, that
priorities.
I really thought you'd attack, but you didn't feel like it. Now I'm nervous already because you didn't do anything with it.
Be not nervous.
It.
No, give me 3 hours. 23 hours all I need.
23 hours. It's a big loss to his admirers. This is John Prine we're talking about. All around the world, he was truly loved. It was very thoughtful of you to pay him some tribute. Thank you for that. I've been a fan of the show in all its forms since the mid-90s. Stay well. Dave Adams from Yarmouth, Maine. All the way up in Maine. Isn't that wonderful?
That's sweet.
We love Maine. Miss
Thank
Maine.
Thank you.
All my family's up there dealing with snow in April.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
They had a trace of snow at Dulles this morning. Did you know that?
No, and we're boiling down here. Super hot down here.
Strange.
Next letter says, "Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Maddie, Carla, Pony, and Shannon." That's nice to include Shannon,
who's very
been
sweet.
Helping us, was helping us with our video shots earlier. A few days ago, I was driving home from my essential job, listening to TMOS and eating a small bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. While I was stopped at a red light, I took the opportunity to tilt my head back and dump the remaining Dorito crumbs and Cool Ranch powder into my mouth.
Mm.
Well, right at that moment, I heard Herb Rosemary. I heard Herb Rosemary do one of his famous DJ-isms. I immediately started to laugh. This caused me to do a spit take of Cool Ranch Dorito crumbs all over my dash and windshield. This is great imagery right here. Then I was hoping this part would come.
Yes.
Then I reflexively inhaled the Cool Ranch powder.
Oh, no.
Mike, this is my favorite letter in months. Keep going. It's so great.
This started the coughing jags of all coughing jags. I am not sure how long I sat there laughing hysterically and coughing with tears streaming down my face, but at some point, the light had turned green. A car pulled up beside me and motioned for me to roll down my window. I was sure they were going to ask me if I was okay, and I was going to seize the opportunity to spread the word about TMOS.
Good guy.
Well, this letter's killing me. It's hurting my face. Well, instead of asking about my well-being, the woman in the other car just yelled, "Stay at home." Oh, and drove away. I burst out laughing so hard again that I had to sit through another red light cycle. Thank you all at TMOS for the incredible effort and hard work you do to still bring us a show every day. Well, you're bringing in the show
Perfect.
This
is so great.
The logistics it takes to bring everyone together from different locations and make it sound so seamless and professional isn't lost on your fans. Thanks again, Doug Fernandez. Might be letter of the year.
Yes, so great.
Staying home.
He was coughing on Cheetos powder, Doritos powder.
Oh, God. Doug's from Miamisburg, Ohio. Also, Middletown, Springboro, and Franklin, Ohio. I got a long commute. That is a great letter, Doug.
So good.
You can correspond with us anytime. Moving right along, salutations, gentlemen, and Maddie and Shannon. Thank you so much for continuing to do the show during these horrible times. Where the hell are we going? Okay? Come on.
Okay.
You are a daily breath of fresh air. I have a special request for you. If Mike could read some Omaze prize descriptions. What are Omaze? What are
no,
Omaze?
No, it's remember the car in the house I'm trying to buy.
Yeah, remember Oscar's going to win a house.
Rob sent me. That's now I know what it is.
Don't think I won a car.
If I have specialized Omaze prize descriptions in the voice of TV's famous announcer, Rod Roddy, it would make my month. Thanks, and take care. Guy Stewart, Bel Air, Maryland. This is what Rob sent me, all the prices, right music. Do I have everything I need with this,
I believe,
Rob?
Mike, you are good to go. The only thing you might need is for each one you might want Oscar to set you up with. Can you tell him what he could win?
All right, so Rob, you're going to have to help with this because you're going to have to tell me what music beds go with each prize here or each item. We have the Big Banana. That's one.
Yes, you
sale
do.
Of the, sale of the Century. The Synth Showcase Setup Bed. That's for the Showcase Showdown, right?
Well, that's usually when they do the first part of the showcase. And it usually
and
results
show
in something.
Show, which would be, it's just like... It's time for you to go to Puerto Vallarta with this, but you can't go anywhere out of the country without hand sanitizer. That's right. Molly and Mickey's hand sanitizer made from the bladders of small, tiny eels. Oh, all right, I get it.
And then I know you have the last one that goes with the last letter. I think for the first one, you can go with Big Banana. And Oscar, will you set him up?
Yeah.
All right.
You can say, can you tell him what he has a chance to win?
Buddy, tell him what he has a chance to win.
Well, it's a chance to go to a Red Sox game with David Ortiz, Bob. That's right, and win $100,000. You will score the ultimate gift from David Ortiz, $100,000, to put toward a down payment or mortgage to send your kid to college. Buy baseball season tickets for life or use however you want. Watch a game with David in Boston and have the chance to give a big poppy big hug to say thank you. And you can bring a friend, too. It includes airfare and accommodations and a 4-star hotel. And it can be yours if the price is right.
Yeah! All right. Mike, if I can set up number two, I like Synth a Showcase for this one.
Synth Showcase. Okay, very good. All right.
And now here's Roddy to tell you. You called him Roddy. You messed me up. Here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you might win.
How about a magical trip to Portugal?
Hold on. I gotta start that again. All right, I'm sorry. Hey, here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you might win.
Who the f*** doesn't want a magical trip to Portugal, huh? You and a friend will get flown to Portugal for 7 days and 6 nights, splitting your time between Lisbon and Porto Potty. It's a kaleidoscopic coastline of colors, culture, and cuisine, with historical sites around every corner. You'll get accommodations in a 4-star hotel. Soak up the region's stunning architecture, hillside cityscapes, and gorgeous beaches. Plus, a $2,000 stipend to use on day trips, museums, or all the food. It can be yours if the price is right. I like little boys.
What? Trips to Taiwan, Rod?
I threw a Rod.
That's a legend.
Him in there.
Or true.
Sorry, that wasn't very nice.
Oscar, give him a setup on this one.
Yeah.
And Rod, I think for this one, you probably want to use Sale of the Century. I sent you that one, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Okay,
all right, very good.
So Rod Ruddy. Rod Ruddy.
He's very tan.
Come on. You're focusing on 30 different things. We need you to focus on the show.
Well, I'm running
right
the board.
Now. I know this is stick. I know. This
I'm
is stick.
Just go.
Okay. How about Rod, tell him what he's won.
Rod, tell him what he's won.
Oh, tell him what he could win.
Okay.
Could win, yeah.
Rod, tell him what he could win.
Get ready, Mom, for your chance to chill with Ziggy and Stephen Marley at the Beach Life Festival.
All these are real.
You and a friend will meet up with Ziggy and Stephen Marley. Did I say Stefan?
No, I think you said Stephen.
You said Stephen.
Right, yeah. Let's do it again.
All right. Rod, tell him what he could win.
Hey, got weed? Get ready, Mon, for your chance to chill with Ziggy and Stephen Marley at the Beach Life Festival. You and a friend will meet up with Ziggy and Stephen Marley to hang, snap photos, and get to know each other.
Oh, dear, Stephen.
During their rehearsal for the Beach Life Festival, watch Ziggy and Stephen's Bob Marley celebration to honor their dad's 75th birthday from the side stage and enjoy the rest of the festival with Artist Pass access. You'll get a painting by L.A. street artist Mr. Brainwall.
Yeah!
Includes airfare accommodations for four-star hotels and heavy oars. Step off her eyes says rise.
All right, Mike, I think for this one, we go back to Big Banana because it's one of my favorite workhorse music beds.
All right.
And we go.
We have four more, correct?
Three more.
I love these.
Okay.
All right, get ready. All right.
No,
I've got the Oprah thing, the Arnold thing, and then the big
Yeah, that's, and that's the last three. So, but we're going to go with Oprah here, okay?
All right, I'm ready. All right.
All right.
What music bed do you want for
Banana.
This Banana. Okay, I'm ready.
Banana. All right, Oscar Santana, here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you could win.
Get ready for the red carpet live as you meet Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King at the O. Hold on.
The O.
That's like a coliseum. All right.
No.
All right. Hold on. Get ready for the red carpet live as you meet Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King at O, the Oprah Magazine's 20th anniversary party.
You and a friend dies will be.
Anyway, snap photos with Oprah and Gayle. Hope they're not kissing behind the curtain. Then you'll treasure forever. Actually, I don't care if they're kissing. I hope they've had sex. I truly do. I'm Rod Roddy. Enjoy five pieces each from the 2020 the Oprah Magazine collection for Talbots. Is that pieces of clothing or pieces of ass?
Great pieces of ass from Talbot's, Rod.
Includes airfare accommodations in a four-star hotel that can be yours.
Okay, for this one, synth bed, Oscar, it's your setup.
Okay, how would you like me to ask?
Have you been with us for the last 22 minutes?
Well, no.
He's not having fun with this. I can tell.
This
is not the joy that you and I are feeling with this right now. Because
we could do this for four episodes.
We could do 3 hours, and you've got RBF resting bitch face during this, and all you have to say is, "Hey, Rod, tell him what he could win."
Well, you know, when you said RBF, I thought you
this.
Meant when you said RBF, I thought you meant our best friend. But it was resting bitch face. That's what I heard. Let's go with this, Oscar.
Okay.
Here's Rodney Roddy to tell you what you could win.
To meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. I stepped
Wasn't
on.
Wasn't I supposed to say it?
Really,
yeah.
No, don't do the...
Here's Rodney Roddy to tell you what you could win.
I'm not feeling it anymore. He's ruined it.
Can I try?
All right.
We want to welcome Mac McIntosh to the stage. Congratulations, Mac, on a perfect bid. How'd you like to reach into the $100 pocket? Excellent. Here's Rod Roddy to tell you what you could win.
Well, Mike McIntosh won't be able to reach into anything while he's self-quarantined, but you and a friend will join Arnold Schwarzenegger at his home for a star-studded fundraising event benefiting after-school all-stars, just like Mac. That's right. When you're going to Rent-A-Center or wherever the hell he works, enjoy an action-packed night of live entertainment, dress-up, photo booths, card games, incredible food and drinks, and more. Includes airfare. They all do. Airfare and accommodations included in a four-star hotel. That's right. Your accommodations and your airfare all in a four-star hotel. You can eat. And it can be yours if the price is right.
Now, Mike, you know the music bed for this one. And may I do the setup on this one, Oscar?
Please.
Oscar Santana, welcome to the Price is Right stage, and you're going to play Golden Road. What do you think is at the end of the Golden Road? Rod Roddy, tell him what he could win.
It's a new car!
I'd like to win your very own 2020 Audi e-tron Prestige and $20,000 in cash. You can be the proud owner of the Audi e-tron, the first electric car that perfectly combines luxury, performance, sustainability, and fart removal. Cruise smoothly thanks to its dual asynchronous electric motors and a 204-mile long range capability. It can be yours if the price is right.
I signed up for the e-tron. That's my latest omaze. My latest omaze. Yeah.
But Golden Road's a really hard game to win. So good luck.
Oh, my God. All right. Where are we in the letters here? Okay.
Hello, guys and gal is where we're at.
Oh, I'm totally lost. Hello, guys and gals. Let's talk wine. I have some moderately priced Cabernet recommendations for Mike, Josh Sellers, Josh.
Josh,
that's an inexpensive and very delicious wine. And Grayson, both make very, by the way, Grayson, a classmate of my son's, a lady. And they're both fond of each other. I don't want to go so far as to say boyfriend and girlfriend at 6 years old.
No, not in these times of social separation.
Both make very nice calves at about $11 a bottle. Grayson is my favorite weeknight bottle. A little higher in price range, Born of Fire.
Have made fire.
Born of Fire is also excellent at $20. Finally, it's a bit of a splurge, but the very popular Red Blend Prisoner packs a smooth punch at about $40. Ooh, that sounds like an expensive one. I sent Rob the links if you're interested. Cheers, Nicholas Villani. Nicholas Villani. Is that any relation to Jim Villani?
It doesn't appear to be. I think it might just be coincidence, but I'll forward you those links and you can take a peek at those wines if you like, if the price is right.
Oh, if the price is right, it's a $40 bottle of wine. Look at that fantastic bottle of wine. Wrap your lips around this incredible $40 Cabernet from Prisoner. That's right. Drink three of these and you won't remember what an asshole you are. That's right. It's wino time, just like 4 p.m. every Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. This can be yours if the price is right. And who doesn't like wine during these terrifying times where we all could die? All right. Thank you.
That's a time.
I thought that was a... All right.
I love it.
That might be rearing its ugly head during the entire show today. Hi, Mike, Rob, and everyone at TMOS. This is George, and I wanted to wish my darling wife, Nitsa, a happy 39th birthday. I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to see her. That's me. I was projecting. I'm terribly sorry. I haven't been able to see her in person in over a month because her nursing home is still under COVID lockdown.
Aww.
Ooh, so she has to stay there with all the...
Oh, no.
Yikes.
A lot of people going through that.
Boy, imagine like a young nurse. If this, she's 39. I bet she's got some... I'd be the guy in that nursing home going, you must miss your husband. Let me keep you warm. Anyway.
I can let you guys win at bingo.
What's that? Here we go again. What does that nursing home resident get? It's a new nurse. That's right, a 39-year-old Nitsa will be warming your bed for the duration of the COVID-19 lockdown. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. If you guys would be kind enough to also wish her well, we do. We're kidding around.
Please.
But really, Nitsa, stay safe. I would greatly appreciate it. That's from George. George, I hope Nitsa's doing well. I hope she gets home to your waiting arms very soon. Our final letter says, Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, Carla, and Shannon, I've been listening to you guys since the WJFK days. It's been a rough few years for me, but through the bad times, your jaw-jaculance and tomfoolery have been a very welcome distraction, so thank you for that. Recently, I did manage to scrape through and finish my PhD.
Nice.
Well done. And I am now in my first year as an assistant professor. Well, that's it. You've won the 10-year lottery, Bob. It's tenure. That's right. F off for the rest of your days as you enjoy a protected job. That's right. Unless during these COVID-19 tragic times the university goes belly up bankrupt, you'll get a paycheck every week, whether you're a complete slacker or not. That's right. It's tenure at a major university. One of the great freebies in the world. Thank you. There it is. So if you guys, let me see, tenure, congratulations. My classes all went online, so unlike many others, I am still employed, so I decided to stop sucking and finally bought a bonus show subscription. Way to go, professor.
Nice, thank you.
I've been catching up on all of them as I write lectures and grade papers from home. home, which is a very welcome thing in these trying times. Thanks for all you do. Keep safe and keep bringing the funny Dr. L. That's a little cryptic.
That was
isn't
a
it?
Name and address withheld. He didn't
Dr.
want
Love.
His name getting out there.
Yeah,
they call
L.
him Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
Yeah, Dr. Love. Oh, no. That's right. Dr. Love, everybody. Let's bring him in here right now. There he is. Look at the tongue on him. All right, hit it.
The best of O'Mara.
It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite. Packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code MIKE at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details.
I want to talk about Pesty. Let's face it, bugs bug everybody, and everybody has to deal with them. If bugs are even a minor problem in and around your home, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. It's getting warmer. Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking to find somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house.
Yes.
Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I used it last year. It's sensational. I'm using it this year. It remains sensational. No ants. Ants are always an issue in my neighborhood, and this, in 10 minutes, got me a whole season ant-free. It's crazy. This stuff is great.
You know what we have down here? We got the fire ants.
Oh, they're bad.
Those are nasty. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and scorpions. The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions, and you can complete your application in less than 10 minutes. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. Thanks, Rob, in case somebody didn't know about the number 10.
I just like to have something to do.
You do not have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee for your money back, or your money back, not for your money back. Let me start again.
Please.
Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's P-A-S. I'm sorry, P-E-S. Let me remind that again. Follow up, you see him? Reading it too fast. Slow down, old broadcaster. That's pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off.
So I was thinking about lighting, and I might play with that because every day it's kind of an adventure in here. And
sure.
I was looking at Chris Cuomo last night on CNN. You know, I've got a man crush on him.
Yes.
I've had a man crush on him for a long time. And I'm noticing, you know, that his home lighting and, of course, his TV lighting, you know, they must pay people a lot of money to do lighting in those big TV networks.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I have day rates.
It's a special thing.
Roughly $3,000.
Really?
Wow. Just lighting.
How much? What is $3,000?
Half day rate for lighting is $3,000.
For them to come in and set the lights?
Yes. To first date, to stay for a half effing day.
Really?
Yeah, no, we don't get paid that. We've never gotten paid that. We've paid other people to come do that for us, for other
but
clients.
If you have a little webcam like I have down here,
yes.
Not a professional camera,
yes.
But if they came down and lit this studio, if I wanted them to really make it look good and we had a better camera like you guys, like you have up in Washington, D.C., that would cost me $3,000 to do that?
Well, that would cost you
Did you watch them do this when you did your ESPN stuff and take notes?
No, so I did the ESPN stuff. So I did that.
Oh, you lit the ESPN stuff?
So Fox has roughly...
So what did you do with the $3,000?
No, I don't get paid that. When we heard that, we didn't hire the person to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're like, oh, no, we'll figure this out.
Mike, now I see.
That's good. So that's a good slim fast keto shake right there.
For that ESPN live shot, there's roughly $30,000 worth of equipment in his home.
There's $30,000 worth of equipment?
ESPN equipment in his home.
Can you steal any of it?
No, I can't steal any of it. Are you kidding me?
How much is his camera?
His camera of all cameras is the same camera you have.
The Logitech one?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the same Logitech one.
Does it look a lot better with all the equipment he's got in there?
It looks the same. It's upscaled. It's upscaled at the switcher and then sent to Bristol.
Explain upscale. Oh.
So right now, we take our broadcast and we put it into the switcher and upscale it. So it's this broadcast, this screenshot at least, is at a lower resolution and we upscale it so it looks better on the web than it traditionally would.
Isn't this fascinating? I hope listeners are somewhat interested in the way we do our little thing. We're kind of nerds. We like it. We like to talk about this stuff.
So does the lighting change? Absolutely. But the lighting that you have, okay, let's say one of these little lights in the studio that give you color temperature lights, that podcast Villa Jones, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So one of those lights is $700 to $800, one of them.
That's a racket.
Yeah, it takes... Roughly, when just in the studio, there are five of those lights, plus two other lights just in the studio for this studio setup.
Okay.
So,
all right.
To answer your question, we can buy all of this down there, but you also need someone to run it and man it because it changes all the time.
Yeah, like the one I have here.
Yes, yes. So it changes. You know. It changes.
But your vanity light is not. It's not anywhere near as cool as the studio ones that Oscar has because they actually can change the temperature of the color with a wheel. It's fascinating to watch it work. So, like a really cold light or an even warm light.
Mike's vanity light does do that.
It does.
It does change the color. It's just a matter of
turning it into a really warm light.
Yeah, he can turn it.
All right.
So it looks like he has a tan.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Ooh. See?
I'm Mr. So.
Is that warmer or cooler?
That looks cooler, maybe.
Yeah. See? There you go.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, boy, what a cruise we're having out here.
It's a sunny day.
It's the Tony Bennett cruise.
How y'all doing today?
It's a sunny day.
Oscar, is this a little too bright for you?
I guess the misnomer is that the nicer camera
will
solve all the issues.
I can't even breathe. Oh, my God, my light.
The nicer camera will actually look great in the long run, but it costs infinitely more money to light the nicer camera because of logistics.
Let me go turn that light.
Yes.
Of course. Yes, Bruce.
In fact,
would you say that money is wiser spent on lighting or camera?
Oh,
if you had X number of dollars.
If I had unlimited dollars,
let's say you're limited and you needed to put your money towards one technology.
I would spend
you got to go with the camera.
No,
I'd spend
the money on the lighting.
You see, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can really...
I'd spend the money on slim fast keto shakes.
Does it taste like a milkshake?
Yeah, it tastes like chocolate milk.
Wow. Okay.
Like a Yoo-hoo.
Does it bring all the boys to your yard?
What? I don't get it.
Because it's your milkshake.
Yeah.
Brings all your boys to the yard.
Yeah,
Missy
baby.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
You play it for him. You can play it for him.
It was a
rare... Can you explain it to me again? Because I'm really kind of disheveled today.
You should play it for him.
I don't even know if I have it. It was a rare hip-hop reference that I made.
YouTube. Like, I think...
Oh, don't bother. All right. But now I know why I don't got it. Now I know why I didn't get it. Yeah, it's fine. I don't need Don't go through hoops. Get that crap on there for me. I don't need it.
How dare you?
How dare you, Mr. President? So I have some news about my own. I don't think I've talked about it, but I've been trying to sell my car, my fast car that I
You mentioned
need.
It.
You said
yeah.
it was a bad time to sell.
I have successfully sold it for much less than I paid for it. And so I'm going through a website to sell it. mm-hmm. and the transaction is winding down, and it looks like it's going to happen. So, but there was a payoff involved where I was what you call upside down, because when mm-hmm. I bought the Dodge Challenger, I took my Subaru and I rolled that into the Dodge Challenger.
Right.
And the Dodge Challenger was expensive and the mm-hmm. Subaru was not, but I still owed because we financed the entire Subaru, because we do that in
right.
these terrible times that we
right.
live in. And so I was upside down. So I've had to pay off this car before I sell it to this guy, and I had to pay it down to get it under what the payoff was, you know, all that stuff.
Sure.
Let me just say to the people at the branch Bank and Trust Company, the known throughout the country as BB&T.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it stood for. That's fascinating.
You suck with a capital. Let me explain something. All right. Faxing. All right. Faxing technology. I don't have even a hard line in my home anymore. When you tell me that the only way that I can get a 10-day payoff letter is by requesting by a fax and then getting your fax, when we live in a world of electronic communication,
right.
and I guess somebody sued your wimpy bank ass a long time ago because you didn't have a hard copy, but the hoops I had to go through to get this information, and ultimately I was unsuccessful. They just accepted the information I did have at the place where I'm selling my car. But to the BB&T, you know, and by the way, all you need to know about BB&T is that they chose not to go with a generic voice for their automated answer person, all right? So what you get is, "We're real sorry that the time we've got to get back," like where they're in Pennsylvania or wherever the f*** they're based.
Do you think they're trying to be folksy or lazy?
They're lazy. They didn't go, and they're cheap. They didn't go out and hire a regular like announcer to do it, which they should. They got Betty from HR probably to come up after she ate her friggin' donut and record the voicemail message.
I hate Betty.
And it's like, during this COVID time, times are a little longer. I don't need that. You know, we have to record that. I was so done with BB&T, you know.
As a known banker in the past, my first account, I think, at WVU was BB&T, because that's what they have there.
Yes.
Well, they're banks. They're big banks. They're big yes. national banks. They're Satan. They're like big insurance, big health, big oil, big anything. They're such tentacle-laden corporations, monstrosities, where it's all about the rules. Well, we don't do that. So the guy on the 800 number, like 3 days ago, says, "Well, you could go down to your local branch and ask them for a letter, and they'll generate, and you can pick it up at the drive-thru window." So then I call manager No. That's what his name.
No.
Dick No. All right. Dick H.
Rich,
no.
Richard
Dick H. No.
No,
the manager at the local branch, who says no. So you say, "Good morning." No.
Doctor,
that's
no.
Exactly the way the exchange went. Rob, we can do a playlist. You're me calling the local branch down here in Florida, and I'm going to be Dick H. No, the manager of the bank that I'm calling right now. Okay. Hello, this is the BB&T No Bank. Hello.
Good morning. This is Mike O'Mara.
No.
I have a few questions about trying to satisfy a loan that I have with BB&T.
I don't know if I'll be able to answer them, but I can try.
I was wondering,
no.
Could you email me the paperwork I need to fill out?
That's a problem. That's going to be a problem.
Oh, so it's not a problem.
Would you
yet?
Like to know? I'm Dick No. Would you like to know why it's going to be a problem?
Yes, Mr. No. Why?
Because I want it to be.
So I was wondering.
By the way, this statistic, which is a daily interest rate calculated for a 10-day payoff letter, is extraordinarily easy to generate. But I'm Dick H. No, and I can't do it for you.
You can give me that. I just need that percentage rate. Can you tell me that?
No, I won't be able to do anything for you until you actually drive to the bank and get into the line where Betty Helpful is. Betty Helpful is
Elizabeth
the opposite
Helpful.
Of Dick H. No. And Betty Helpful will actually talk and call and make people wait that were in back of me in the drive-thru, and then generate a piece of paper that they'll finally accept at the car place where I'm selling my car without any help. Because if I believe that if Dick H. No was even on the property, Betty Helpful would have been stifled and would not have been able to do her job.
Wait. You're not selling it to a private buyer? You're selling... Yeah. Oh, you are
selling it to a private buyer through a car service.
Through a service, yeah.
Which I recommend highly because you get all the proper paperwork and everything is all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Tell us how to do it.
Yeah. Huh?
What is it, Auto Trader?
No, I don't want to. I'll reveal it after everything's done. I'm nervous about it.
Oh, you don't want to?
It's not Auto Trader.
You want to make sure all the.
There are not many of them. You can guess three of them and be all set.
It's, I didn't know.
Okay, well, I mean, but I will tell you the process. By the way, the big enchilada will be when I get the final paperwork and see how much of the bite they take out of
the commission. Yeah.
But I think it's on the other. I think it's on the buyer's end that they take the bite. I think. I'll find out. I'll know in like 2 days.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not even asking because I'm afraid to. I
don't want to know.
We're gonna take 17% of the price of the car,
and we still own the car.
And if you want any more details on it, call Dick H. No. At the Branch Bank and Trust. I think it's Branch Bank.
Do you remember back at the Christmas party when Dick No and Betty Helpful were making out?
I'm fascinated to know.
That was actually Betty No.
Looking back at your purchase, your short-lived purchase, and the quick sale, to any other man or woman that's sitting, you know, God willing, they're in a space, and if they're lucky enough to be so, especially with this current economy, to say, hey, I'm looking for a car, or I'm thinking about getting a car.
This is before everything hit the fan, and I was filled with hope, and I was filled with excitement, and I said,
optimism.
This is pre-Christmas, and I'm sitting there, and I go with my son on a Saturday, and I'm like, yeah, and by the way, I was not Dick H. No when I went to this car dealership. I was Johnny Yes Man. 7% interest. Johnny Yes. Yeah. Give it to me. Bring it. Roll the cross of the car. Yes, sir. Yeah. What's the retail price? Hey, we're going to give you $2,000 more than that. Yeah. Go ahead. Give it to me. Yeah. Give it to me. Come on. Kiss me. I'm going to bend. There you go. Take it to me. Take it. I'm Johnny Yes Man.
Remember Christmas of 2019 when we thought 2020 was going to be great?
any advice?
Wow.
To the maybe the listener right now, it's like, man,
they might be considering an impulse buy.
Yes.
Oh yes. I'm so glad you asked, Oscar.
Yeah,
I am so glad you asked that because I am filled with advice. Okay. Let me step back a little bit here and go. Don't do it. Don't make it in. Do not buy an automobile on emotion. That's what they capitalize on.
Yes.
But you're foolish. Let me explain. Car dealers make their money by getting you to pay more, even over a long period of time, than you really should. And if you are rushing the process and they sense that, or they smell that, like you bring your son in on a Saturday and you're giddy and thoughtless and mindless, you will end up overpaying on not only the car price, but the interest rate on your loan.
Yeah.
And then when you sit there at the very end, they will put in front of you a car payment. And the feeling you will have is the feeling I had, which is, well, I'm getting screwed, but I've gone this far.
Yep.
And then you will drive out of the dealership and you will show the car to your wife, who will go, meh, meh. And then your wife, who helps pay the bills, will notice what your car payment is. And the day that happens, you are no longer Johnny Yes. You are Johnny I'm Sorry. And then you will spend the rest of your life trying to sell the car. And therefore, I mean, I'm glad.
We've all been there. They capitalize on your eagerness and the fact that I would say the three of us, we all lack a certain amount of patience.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to get to the end. And once you're invested, it's just like, I'll sign.
Just give me details.
And then once it's done, there will be no more eight cylinders in the America household. No. It will not exist. It will be back to the single car. Oh, you chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. Yes, you chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang. Then four cylinders. Yeah, that's where we are. It was a difficult process to finally. And
I save a lot of money on gasoline.
I don't mind.
During COVID, I've been working on getting rid of it.
A solid conversation because it's tough. It's tough to just rip off that Band-Aid.
It is.
It's tough to rip off Band-Aid because you get things like no payments now. They're doing this. No payments for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make no mistake. You will pay for that car at the end on that 6 months.
When the car
is rusted. Mm-hmm. And bottomed out, and it doesn't look as pretty. Maybe it's been out in the sun.
The 82-month financing.
Financing, yeah.
Right, 82-month financing. You will be, you'll pay for this car until you are dead.
Right.
You will hang from the neck until you are dead with these car payments.
It's, but if you're in a position, let's be fair here, know that you will be upside down on that vehicle at the end. But if you were in a position that you needed a new vehicle for those, for 0%, that's a pretty damn good deal. It doesn't exist ever.
You know, I've been on this a little bit, Oscar. I've been on this. As a matter of fact, I wrote a letter to all the major automakers, all of them. And it was a generic letter, and I sent it. It was the Mike O'Mara proposal. Free cars.
That's a good one.
They've made an amazing profit on the profits they've made, even since the big crash when they got bailed out, and then they came back and they paid it back. Free cars for everybody.
Not free cars
for
kids.
And I got a letter back from Ford. Ford was the first one to respond to me. Dear Mr. O'Mara, please check in with your local mental health care facility. Do not bother us anymore, you silly ass.
Are you saying they have so many that they could give some away?
I think they could give some cars away to first responders and people on the front lines. Give them people who are driving into hospitals every day, as opposed to just standing out there and clapping, or you know, which I think is wonderful. When people hang out their windows, is everything all right? Are we okay here? What's going on?
I'm just fixing the EQs here.
Just both of you are in your seats. What are you doing, Rob? What are you doing?
I'm coming up with a music bed that you're going to like in a second.
All right, very good.
Because
I
Mike,
was just I didn't know what you were doing. I wasn't.
Everyone
sure.
is going to get a new car.
It's a new car. That's right. Free cars. I got it. I got it on my mic. Sounds better. All right. Hey, what do you want? Hey, Ford Motor Company. I'm Mike O'Mara. I wonder if you could listen to my FC letter that I've sent you. What's that? Free car. It's a free car. That's right. If you're driving to the hospital and you're a nurse, you might need some new wheels. How about a brand new Pontiac is that they don't make Pontiacs anymore, do they?
No, that's like Nebraska City, Nebraska. It's the Pontiac.
How about this
Pontiac?
One? How about that? It's a brand new Saturn.
Nice.
No, Saturn's dead. Saturn's dead.
Oh, they don't make Saturns.
Yeah, but they
anymore,
make what about, how about this Pontiac Aztec?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
It's the brand new Pontiac Aztec. The Pontiac Aztec with extra thin wheels. Extra thin wheels. Tires with no treads. Yeah, the Pontiac has that. It's a brand new Ford Fiesta.
Oh, it's a great car.
From 1982. Yeah. 1982 Ford Fiesta. Front wheel drive. It weighs 8 pounds. That's right. It weighs the same amount of weight as a decent bass. All right. I'm sorry.
You're not going to give away any Chevettes, Mike? Chevrolet Chevette?
The Chevy Chevette! It's a brand new Chevy Chevette. The Ford Pinto.
Oh.
Yes, sirree. The first models of Hyundais. But now are all rotted out.
Rotted out.
Sheet metal rust. All right. Thinking of other bad cars
new,
that we've got.
What is it? Dotson. Dotson.
The Dotson B210 pickup. That's right. Mike O'Mara and Joey Pasker going down to the ground round on a Saturday night and turning his windshield wiper spray around to spray that pinprick of spray water onto the unsuspecting customers. It's the AMC Gremlin. And the AMC Pacer.
Both great. And Mike, do you think any international companies would get in it? Because I would love to see a free Renault Lay car.
Oh, it's a Renault Lay car right next to the Yugo.
Oh, the Yugo.
The Yugo. Yeah, there have been a lot of crappy
Renault is back.
Renault.
Baby. Yeah.
I drove a Renault.
Yeah.
I drove a Peugeot.
A Peugeot.
For free.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
I drove that was one of my first free DJ cars. Well, in fact, the first free DJ car I got was a Peugeot. It was great back in the day.
My father has a Renault SUV in Bolivia. I kid you not. They have new
you
models.
Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Yes. We love you. It's a
I love doctors of miles.
A Renault SUV,
SUV in Bolivia.
In Bolivia. Yeah. That's right. It's the Renault. Yeah. It's the Renault. The Renault SUV in Bolivia. That's right.
My definitely extra thin tires on that.
Are you looking for a sensible family vehicle to take on your weekend in Bolivia? The Renault SUV Bolivia edition. Plenty of room in the back for those beautifully colored blankets. I don't know.
You know what the name of the model is, Mike? It's the Coupe.
Mike,
it's the Renault Coupe.
He takes
the Renault. You got to spice it up a little bit, right? Now introducing the Renault Military Coupe.
On the weekends, take it to Lake Titicaca.
Yes, exactly.
Take your Renault Military Coupe to Lake Titicaca. The back seat folds down to hide your assault weapons. All right. Very good. All right. We got to get out of here. All right. So, the moral of the story today, don't buy a car. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. We can start the goddamn show now.
The best of O'Mara.
I can't believe you did that to me before the show, Rob. I can't believe
you
was, comparing my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. You know that. Yeah. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, that was
just,
that
just
was
with,
that
just
that,
with
that
data
hurt.
Years.
That,
well,
yeah,
I mean,
but you
your
to,
data
but,
was skewed.
Yeah. When I gave you all the proper data, you know, it was not the same.
Well, you seem happy. I'm happy for you. Like,
what do you mean? I seem happy.
Well, I don't know what goes on behind that that backdrop. Like, I don't know what's really happening. Like, I know you're happy, but you seem happy, but I don't know you're happy. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you have trouble getting by the age difference between. Obviously, you discriminate against me due to my May-December relationship.
It's very ageist of him,
I've grown up in a culture that says, oh, bring it on. I remember the first time I ever had a bad breakup, I would say, in college. My mom, our dad walked in. I think it was my dad. He's like, hey, your future wife is in preschool. Like, don't even worry about it. Like, I think people that get married age like 2 or 3 years apart, I think that may be a problem. Because you got
to didn't want you. Your dad didn't want you to marry a preschooler, though.
No,
right?
he said the girl that you're going to marry is just getting started. Right.
Okay. All right.
Because in Latin America, because
I don't know your culture.
Let me bring the audience up to speed. So,
please.
And I'll do this in a very respectful way.
Mike,
so
you seem happy.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
That was the same thing with the first comment. F you. You know, well, you know, what's the separation? What's the difference between your wife's age and your wife?
That's the
mother
new
of my child?
Yeah, that's
17,
the one.
17 years together? Coming up on 18 years together? You know? Mm-hmm. That's where I wrote. Would it surprise you if you were made aware of the fact that at the time that I started dating my wonderful, beautiful, talented, tough.
Yeah, she's
brought
a good
herself
egg.
Up through difficult circumstances.
Knockout.
Would it surprise you to know that at Rob. That particular time, I had gone out on maybe one date with a person who was younger, actually a little older than Carla. I still considered her extremely young. And that I had shared with my friends in Manhattan. Told Virginia, I had shared the fact that I think women of a certain age are all nuts. That was my ageism. I was saying to myself, I will make it clear. I've never really emphasized it, but I think it's important to do that for you, Oscar Santana.
Yes,
to point out to you and anyone that might Carla, Carla,
great.
I can hear you. We're taping. I'm talking about you.
You seem happy.
He does.
Yeah.
Come on, just keep your voice down.
What is so all fired important that she has to run her mouth right now?
Well, this is one. When you guys hopefully get down here, and I'd love you both to come.
God willing.
Mike, it's not a good time.
It's not a good time. But you bring your mask. Getting back to it. I really want to stress this. Yes, there is a gulf of years between my bride and I. I, in no way, was looking for a younger person. I was looking for love. Make no mistake about that. I was a gaping emotional hole. But the story of me meeting my bride was I was out at a local watering hole, not mine. That should have told me that I was going to have a failing restaurant because I used to like to spend time in the other place because that's where everybody in that town
didn't
went.
Didn't you call it market research, though? You called it market research.
Sitting on the patio at this other restaurant in Manassas. Right. And I see this woman, and she caught my eye, as she catches a lot of people's eye. And I couldn't stop kind of looking at her. Mm-hmm. Then a friend of ours, a mutual friend, had a party after hours.
An after party.
Yes. An after party, which were, you know, how I survived those at my advanced age, I'm surprised. But I had a lot of friends that were younger guys, and there were older guys like me that hung out with the same group. It was kind of the
Ain't no
Manassas
party like an after party.
Bar well, I know scene. How you survive those parties, Mike, is because that's when the show started at 3.
Yeah, that is true. That's really true.
I'll sleep tomorrow.
Didn't have to worry. I wasn't getting up. You know, I was.
Right.
So the thing about it is that I observed Carla and really being sort of circled. I just would every now and then I'd catch her out of the corner of my eye and I'd be looking at her and she's being stalked by some of these guys. So at the end of the night, when I had a little liquid courage, I ended up asking her to dance, and they had music in this living room, and we did a kind of a silly little dance. And then later, she went off to her friends. I went back out to the patio.
I danced.
And then later, later on, late,
yeah.
I ended up sitting down with her and chatting with her, and we talked at this party for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
2.5 hours. At the end of the conversation, I got her phone number. And
nice.
I said, I will call you Tuesday. And that's when I tapped on the window and there was this really nice college student. I said, I got a number. How do you like them apples? No.
Did Carla say, if my mom answers, just say that, you know, you're looking for Carla.
She had her own apartment. Ass. She had her own apartment, Centerville, Virginia. Thank you very much. And we met with our first date at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner. And we never looked back. And that's well,
I just
that
realized
we went on
my
and on and
Clyde's
on.
Clyde's has been there for many of the key moments of your relationship.
Yeah.
The
true
meeting?
Story. Yeah.
Don't say it. Uh-huh. I'm in a defensive mode right now. I'm taking enough crap from him.
It's a
I
great you know, I will say this. It's a great outfit, Clyde's.
And and you know, the second incident was not in any way related to love. It was related to hate and anger.
No, actually it was because you were defending her honor.
Yeah, well, I was, yeah. I suppose.
I just didn't realize that was the key player in two incidents.
But this is a fact. And I speak for women and men who have gotten into relationships with people who are older or younger, that I believe that short term, it's sometimes not the best thing to do because you are perhaps engaging in that relationship for the wrong reasons. But I had no choice with what I did for a living and the fact that I was out in public at my restaurant. I don't want to say bombarded, but it was pretty close with people going, well, you know, that age, constant. She got it 10 times worse
jealous,
than I got
Mike.
It.
That's jealous.
That. There is that.
Well,
the ladies, too.
Some of them still might be. But the thing about
I'm certainly not jealous.
Well, you're the one that gave me crap about the age.
No,
difference.
I don't. I think you completely misread what I said.
Well, maybe I did, but it's certainly stung.
I've been celebrating.
Your question. Let me quote you from 10 seconds before.
Yes.
You said to me, "What's that age difference between you and Carla again?"
Yes, in reference to another age difference that you were knocking down.
I feel what happened as an observer is that
I said nothing about the age difference.
There was a lovely conversation
going on. You're aware of that, right? I said nothing about the age difference ever.
I brought it up. I said, Todd is living the dream, which I was saying, yes, that's the case.
And then you rolled immediately into
it. And then I rolled into it. I was like, well, you know about this.
Right.
What's the age difference between you and
so that begs the question. Did I, Mr. Prosecutor, bring up the age difference?
But I wasn't knocking it down. I was celebrating.
Well, let's go to the arbiter. He was there for it. I mean,
there was a negative. There was a negative flavor to it. It was snarky. And what happened is,
he's a fair juror.
There was an undertow. And what happened is, even if Mike had been standing near the conversation and the issue at hand, he got swept up into it.
Is it undertow?
It might not have been your
undertone.
Fault? Undertow. I'm talking about an ocean thing.
The inference was that there was somehow a similarity between shiny new relationship you were referring to of a friend of yours. Yes.
Parallels were drawn.
And the over a decade marriage that exists down here with a six-year-old
child. It's nice to put in, I guess maybe it's easier if you're younger, older, female or male, it doesn't matter, May, December romances. It's easier to, I guess, establish a president role and vice president role when you have a little more experience in life. That's the way I look at it.
Well, we all know that your soul is full of gadgets and you're truly a monster.
Yeah.
Yes. So you might be wrong, because let me clarify.
Hierarchy, if you will.
Let me clarify this.
I won't.
That the president role in my household really is, Carla can go into the Mayo Clinic without a mask anytime she wants, and I can drink Lysol anytime I want. But I really have to say this. I've never said this on the show before.
Right.
That her age... had nothing to do with my
You're
relationship
falling in love
with her.
Right.
I was not there. I believe there are people that actually, guys that go, consider it a badge of honor. Hey, I got this young, hot chick that I'm going out with. It had nothing to do with that.
Carrie is significantly older than me.
She's
the
older.
President and you're the vice president.
Well, actually, if you really want to break it down, the way our house works is like she's the president and I'm like Prince Harry.
From a different country?
Yeah, exactly. With no real power.
Not gonna doubt that at all.
Probably getting into trouble at any given time.
So,
and now, our kids are the Yorkies.
Also, I want to point out about my relationship that early on in my relationship, marriage was the furthest thing from my
marriage.
I have been through a second marriage that was extremely difficult and painful and hurtful, and I did not want to put myself through that again. And that wasn't fair to her because she was younger and she'd been through a very difficult relationship and had come out on the other side of that. And so
it just goes to show, Mike, you never can tell. I mean, so far, this has been your most successful marriage.
C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you really can't tell. So at the end of the day, when I am compared in any way to a May-December romance that might be, short-lived.
Yours is non-traditional.
By the way, if you were a betting man.
Yes.
And we were referencing that other May-December romance. Yeah. Throw a percentage on it.
50-50.
Your odds of 50-50. Success.
50-50.
If you're being generous. They were giving me and Carla 80-20, 90-10. No one. What I heard more than anything? Oh, it'll never last.
Really?
It'll never last. Yes.
Yeah.
Because of the age difference. People do that. Carla was approached by a stranger at O'Mara's restaurant in Manassas, Virginia, and a woman said this to her. Honey, when you get done catting around, maybe you ought to find a man your own age.
Oh damn. Meow.
That's how sweet and kind that town was.
Beautiful
town. Total stranger in that zit. You know, that's what happened with that. So at the end of the day.
Manassas has a lot of confidence and trust me, I've worked there and I've stayed there. And we've worked, not just with Mike, but with other iterations. There is a part of Manassas that has the confidence of, like, let's say, Beverly Hills. And I don't know where it comes from.
I do.
You know what
it's
I mean?
A dumb jock confidence. We all knew them in high school. They weren't bright enough to know that they didn't have the advantage they thought they had.
And that's why they're still in town.
Exactly.
They're still in town and they still kind of hang.
And Mike, there is one fact that needs to be said is that through it all, no matter what, outside of family, your longest, most successful relationship has been with me.
True.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sorry about
They'll
that.
Always it's have your true. Back.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I stay with Carla and Rob lives,
well,
you know, I mean, he drives me nuts, but I mean, that would never change if we went down to the end and I dropped out.
Okay,
but
how
you'd
about
still
this?
Be the winner.
What if all
and
is
Oscar,
said and
by
done,
the way, is Oscar is third.
Third? Yeah.
No, Andrew Harrell. No. Andrew Harrell,
number
beats
one.
Both
number
of you
one,
guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you'll end
that
up with him in an apartment.
That wonderful human being has been there, and they, you know, I speak to him twice a year now, but that's okay.
Hey, that's how a marriage can work.
It still counts. It still counts. But to make it clear,
yes.
I did not go looking for a younger person.
Oh.
I simply fell
in spite of actually.
No,
now,
no.
The looks
did it help? Did it help that she was striking and younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I literally
didn't work
but it's
against
about
it.
This first.
I couldn't take my eyes off her. But I should also say that the 2.5 hour conversation. You don't sit there and have a 2.5 hour conversation with somebody, even if there's a little drinky drink, really, without having some basis for at least a first date, which we did. And then you know what? The biggest
conversation where you were talking about it was like Miley Cyrus and iCarly and stuff like that.
It's exactly what it was.
Did you see Britney shaved her head? I know, right? Jeez.
Leave her alone. Now.
No, I may have poured my soul out.
Yeah.
And she may have done the same.
And then Carla said, you got her with a grand gesture when you gave her an SUV, a free SUV for like, what, for 6 months. And they were like, oh, who's this guy?
Mm-hmm,
remember
did.
That? Yeah.
I gave her the use of a vehicle because we would be going to each other's place.
Yeah.
And that happened a lot.
So to speak.
And, yeah.
This is before.
Making do you
love.
See that snark, though? He won't let it go. Did you
no,
see?
No, that's
he
that
had
is
to get
that
dig out.
Mike, I wasn't going to let
hold
him.
On. Wait a minute, Rob. Let me defend myself, for Christ's sake. I'll go to you because you're the juror. Shut up. He was trying to say that I bought her. That I bought her.
I know. Like you went out and stroked a check and said, here is a brand new automobile. Here's the thing. That is perhaps his most dastardly ploy thus far today, because that is a real under the radar, not known fact that we don't address. And he pulled that out of his valise and said,
because he lingers
her a car?
On.
Of course.
Because that's why Chad and Oscar are the fifth and sixth junkie. That's what they are. Always will be. Nothing I can do about it. That's all. Right. That's all we can say about it. And it's true. And by the way, what he does when he does that, and he knows this, is that he injects me like a giant hypodermic needle with self-doubt.
Uh-huh.
He injects that, even though, because he knows that my angst and my anxiety, even after 17 years together, is like, you bought her affection. You bought her affection. That's what Hey, Carla, can you come here for a minute, please?
Meanwhile, Oscar is pulling like a dummied receipt from Oarsman Chevrolet out of his briefcase. Would you like to address this, please?
0.0% and zero payments.
60 months.
I don't know
which
where
is longer
is.
Than they gave the relationship.
Hope she's coming in here.
Mike.
Well, you yelled at her. Yeah. You probably hurt her feelings.
Carla, you coming in? All right, come here.
Yeah.
Just doing a show. He doesn't have distance learning for another 25 minutes. Hi, come on in. Here, pop in for a second. Here, let me.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hey, guys.
All right, hold on. Let me turn your microphone on. All right.
Oh, like the shade.
You got it. You have to microphone a camera right up.
Like the shade.
She's
on camera.
Come up close.
She's on camera.
Come up a little closer.
I don't want to. My leg muscles hurt.
Oh, she just
mine
worked
too.
Out.
I'm sore.
So we could see in the
I love the shades. Hi. It is like Jackie O.
You look
been
fantastic.
Observed by paparazzi.
Thank you.
All right. I'll ask the question, please.
All right. Mm-hmm.
No interrupting. A friend of mine, very good friend, very dear friend, indicated, had a memory of the fact that I let you use a vehicle. By the way, you had the wrong vehicle.
Sorry.
A vehicle for a time when we, early in our relationship.
Yeah, you did. It was so much fun. I love that car. Yeah. I mean, I had my own car, but he let me drive that one around. And that was
all right. So my question would be, it sounds like it meant a lot to you.
This sounded a little like Larry.
Sounds like it meant a lot to
you. That's why I stayed with you. Don't you know that?
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, thank you. Bye. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for dropping by. Hey, we're going to start the show 2 minutes early today. Start the goddamn show, Rob.
The best of O'Mara.
Hi.
Hello.
Good
Happy
morning.
Monday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to another one of our coronavirus programs. We're all dealing with the same thing everybody else is dealing with, and we welcome you to another Monday episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. All the way, all over the place. We'll tell you about that later. I'm still Logie.
Are you all over the place?
I'm still Logie. I'm still Logie from Friday. And by the way, I would have been fine if I, with my Loginess from Friday, if I didn't have Loginess from last night too, where we had a little bit of a feast and then played Trouble, and then there was gin and tonic.
Oh man!
Wow, that
sounds like fun. Sunday.
I fear that I am plunging into the alcohol abyss on this. If you didn't get a chance
There's
to tune in.
There's plenty of room. Join me.
If you didn't get a chance to tune in to Friday's episode, it was, in my humble opinion, one of the most off-the-rails shows we have ever done.
Yes.
And also one of the most well-received shows that we've ever done. When, for the first time in... As long as I can remember on this incarnation of the show, we had all three wives with us. The superstar of the day was Rob's wife, Carrie, who came in and if you missed it, it spilled over. She really hit her stride in the bonus show.
Yes.
And it was spectacular. It was truly it was something to behold with with just the interpersonal dynamics of everybody involved, and you had moments where I at one point disconnected my wife's microphone.
Yes,
we had.
I might
Shannon.
Have been edited in post.
We had Shannon on camera doing yoga poses during the stretching and and doing that. And by the way, when we get back, the perfect cocktail show will be when the wives sit in the same room where Shannon doesn't have to do anything.
Yes.
Where I just want Shannon to be in there loosening up, having some cocktails and doing what all our wives. But Shannon has been working, running our video.
I think she hung up on Dennis Murphy 4 times.
Dennis, stop it. All right, Dennis, don't do that so much. All right.
The beautiful part is
because
that
it's pandemonium.
No, really Dennis is. Will also say, "All right, I'll call back next week," and then he calls back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. He's not a very
That's
good.
That's what he does.
Very good judge of time, Mike. To quote Larry King, "Why are you doing this? Don't do this."
It was something truly, truly magnificent because it was so raw and so real. And I think Rob, the amount I always thought that I protected myself on the air.
Right,
I don't hold a candle to Rob Spiewak.
Oh my God,
Rob Spiewak has a moat and a wall, and then 7 layers of guards.
Yeah,
and then a bunker that you go down. If you want to know the real Rob Spiewak, you don't trust me.
See
folks.
Him around his wife.
No one knows what's really going on.
You get a glimmer.
No one. You get tiny little, tiny little. Rob, of all the broadcasters I've ever worked, and I'm talking about controlled broadcasters.
Right.
That were like Rob reveals less of himself in a broadcast form than Mike Beach. I didn't think that was humanly possible.
Hey, honey. Hey, darling.
Rob likes it. You see Elvis and you see Jerry and you see all, and that's Rob. I'm not asking Rob to change.
No.
He won't change. No. But you
he doesn't like to share the spotlight.
All right. If let me ask you. I'm gonna put you on the
Go
spot.
Ahead. I'll take it.
If one was to say to you, because with me, all the way from relationships, because and with the Don and Mike show, I had no choice.
Right.
In order to be viable, I had to open my soul up. But I always thought of myself as a little more controlled than Don as far as letting it all hang out there.
Sure,
And that's why I was the number two guy, and I was very comfortable in that role because I didn't have to. I could kind of do it on my
own
terms.
Who does number two work for?
But... As the years went by, that kind of went by the wayside because the show became less impressions and more tragic personal life. And because the divorces and the bar and the drinking and so a lot more of my life was revealed.
It seems to be a theme.
The all-time biggie was when I was in between marriages, went to an island with a woman and it had a terrible breakup, like a very short-lived relationship, told the whole story on the air. That was a rite of passage for me where and so it was on and on. So that happened to me. So I understand when you're protective. Rob Spiewak is more protective than I am. And it's a, you have never had to share yourself and your life and everything that's going on. So when we got that, we've discussed you and it's still, even when I'm interviewing you,
right,
I can't crack your facade. I can't get through because you're not letting anyone in. Mm-hmm. And so that's fine.
But it blows my mind because of all the people, when people ask me about Rob, I'm like, it's that he is like Uncle Buck. He is the nicest, kindest, like
right,
always happy. But it'll be okay. Life is good.
Right.
Like this is the man I've known for almost a decade.
And it's a large part of who he is, yes, in my opinion.
Not when his family's around. Family's around.
As soon as Carrie came on to camera,
right,
that Carrie does not share the burden that Rob Spiewak has of being protective.
Yeah.
And
no, she does not.
They'll just tell you.
And she let
she'll
it
tell
all
you
hang out.
No filter.
And there was Mike. There was some 2014 bubbling truth serum that flowed quickly and hard. And that
what do you mean by that?
By the
champagne.
Oh, okay. 2014. Okay.
I mean, right, she was. Good. I mean, she was off to the races. And so it was quite a show for her. And she doesn't drink a lot. She doesn't drink often.
Why does she look pained?
What?
When she's like around you. Like she doesn't really look happy.
That's
she looks pained.
Not fair.
I don't think that's fair.
No. Not just me.
There was a certain lack of. I mean,
you don't need to be cruel here. You don't need to be cruel. He's going to be uncomfortable no matter what during this opening segment here.
She might look in pain like normally through the day, but I thought she had a very good time on the show. Mm. She really certainly embraced the format. The freewheeling bonus format. She liked that.
See what he's doing?
Yeah.
You see what he's doing?
See, I'm not the monster. He's turning it on his wife.
But it's like, but you're not getting anything.
No.
You're not telling. He isn't telling you. He won't tell you how he really feels.
No. Can't wait to talk to her on Friday.
I loved that she was on the show. I thought that was really fun, and it was a nice special moment.
Let me get the lie meter out here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just in my opinion. Okay, go ahead. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I love that she was on the show. All right, you can have that. But, you know, it's been a long time since she's been on the show for any secret. When you were talking about, I think it goes back to...
It has been a long time. That's
the
lie meter was.
I think it goes back to a Christmas show at your house in Manassas when we had, like, the show and then a party. But then, at that time, there was not as much drinking on the show. It was after the show that the drinking happened.
Okay.
So you didn't get her
that it's
sort
right.
Of,
yeah.
So how many years has it been before she's even graced us with her
seven
presence?
Well, I mean, she's
seven
been,
years.
Yeah, I think
when
so.
Did you
for
move
a full
away?
Episode.
Like when
Mike,
did
when
you,
did you go to Florida?
Yeah,
6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
So probably 7 years
last
ago
Christmas
since
party.
She's right. Actually paneled and done a show.
And by the way, look, you can't. And look, the reason I think we're very fair with our business model here, when we offer up a free stream, if you happen to be around live,
sure,
you get to see that bonus show. You know what we're talking about. Yeah. So a tremendous amount of our regular listeners that don't subscribe are privy to what we're talking about. The rest of you, I don't give it. We're not going to give you more than
oh, no,
you can get the bonus show.
I would say that episode, that bonus show from Friday last, had the most re-listenability
of any bonus show we've done in a long time.
Yes, so we're hawking this because it's worth hawking.
Also, we haven't debriefed since Friday night.
Yeah, we have not debriefed. I received a lovely message from Carrie that I didn't get until she sent it to me right after sometime Friday or Saturday. I didn't get it until late last night, and then I responded to her, and we had a nice little exchange there, and I hated the fact that I had missed her message because I know when I have too much to drink, and I want to make sure everything's fine with everybody. I like to get that closure away.
She had that sort of there was many moods of Carrie, but Friday going into Saturday, because as soon as we finished the show, she was seated next to me here, and then
she was unconscious.
No, she's not unconscious, but she did lay down on the carpet. And you know, she's looking up at the ceiling, and I said, "Did you have a good time?" She said, "It was really fun. Aww. I don't know if I should drink anymore."
Was fun.
I said, "Carrie, you should absolutely drink. You were a smash." She says, "I don't know. Was it funny?
We do.
Did you read the reviews?
Funny.
The reviews were all Carrie all the time.
The best of O'Mara.
There's an elephant in the room that we have to talk about.
All right. And
maybe I'm coming in hot on a Monday. I feel good. I feel great. So apologize in advance if I've hurt feelings about what I'm about to say.
That's fine.
Rob, what was your calculation and how did you come to the conclusion of Jimmy bombing our show on the first time we're going to have all the wives on the program?
Jimmy called me he woke me on Friday morning with that idea. And he said, "I want to come. I want to do this. And I just want to come in and drop off and put in an appearance and then go." I said, "That'll be fine. That'll be great." And you know what? It was a selfish thing. The kids have not been that happy in 4 weeks as when they saw those wings
come in.
I mean,
food.
God. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, Julia.
It's like Santa Claus is coming.
It was like Santa Claus
in a Buffalo jersey.
Yeah. No, I would have felt bad if I had done anything to precipitate it, but it was all Jimmy. And you know what?
But you could have said, "Hey, let me check with the guys."
No, because he insisted on it being a surprise.
Whose show is it? Is it Jimmy's or ours?
It's not. Well, don't you think the surprise angle of it is a little bit of an
It took 20 minutes to wrangle Jimmy, and there was less of your wife on the show.
Okay. Well, I would trade Jimmy for Carrie.
It worked out at the end.
I love Jimmy. Mike, I've been, I'm paying extra dollars to get his wings in my house.
By the way, this is echoing the frustration you had on Friday that you were, because we were, oh my God, Carrie decided to come on the show finally.
Right.
We got her here and we're just starting the Inquisition and then, like that.
It was pre-planned.
Yeah.
How much
you suspected Rob was doing that.
I was like, unconsciously or consciously wanted less mic time for his wife.
None of that.
Can I do that but get the most beloved friend and character of the show, Jimmy Cerrito, into my house to get on the mic so my wife is not on the mic as long as she can be?
And that's very conspiratorial of you to think that way.
Well, if that was your plan, it certainly blew up because it didn't work because she ended up,
spilled the beans.
Everybody in America that was listening to this show woke up thinking booby edibles. That's what everybody.
Which was a fun joke because, as we know, those are not legal in the state of Virginia. Carrie's just joking.
Wonderful sense of humor, right?
Sure.
Okay. See, you don't know, dude.
No, I don't know if you can get it with a prescription in the state of Virginia. I don't think you can.
Oh. No, look, the DEA is not going to bust your door down, man. One edible a night.
Let's keep talking about it, guys.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Repeat it, Oscar. Repeat it, okay?
You had no idea.
No.
Oh, the man's lying.
No. Carla was looking at Rob and said there's no way he knew. He didn't know.
I know that she has them. But I didn't know she had.
Okay, well then now you contradict me. So you know that. Okay.
But I didn't know that she had had.
You a piehead, Focker?
That's the thing. If she had, I mean, here's the theory. If in theory we had them here,
folks, do you understand what show we were talking about Friday? This is why we do this.
Yeah.
And by the way, leaning very strongly towards another 7 p.m. start on Friday. I'm sorry. I just felt it, as much as it's, much as I wake up Saturday morning just going, poo bah, yeah, yeah. So that was the late edition.
The ingestion of that, we all found out about that at the same time. I didn't know that she had done that, if she had done that.
Right. For me, and this is why I was
not
grateful to the listening
shades,
audience.
Robert, pull the shades.
I was very, very grateful that the listeners were so kind in receiving the show, because I truly thought midway through that show, I felt like the Tiger King, and everybody had given lines of cocaine to the white tigers that were running all over the cage. I had no control over, to the point where Oscar, you know, and I were muting the microphones, because it was just no one could be heard the way it was. But the off the rails thing, and by the way, I got crap from a lot of listeners who said no muting, don't mute anymore, Mike. It's like, okay. It was something to totally behold. And the reason it was great is that she not only just showed up, and this is where I felt, and I hope you will convey to her,
yeah,
that I felt all was right with the world, is that she came in and she kind of hit the ground running the way she used to be on the show.
Fantastic.
Where she just, and this is why she should be included. And
right.
The only thing I want is that I hope she knows now that this is a good forum for her
a
once
safe
in a while
space.
To hang out. And because people know your story, and you know, and it was fun. So, I mean, you said the many moods of Carrie. You were talking about her lying on the floor. How did the rest of the weekend progress? Did you, first of all, here's a big question. Did you two even really talk about the show at all?
Oh, yeah. I told you she did a good job. And she had.
So you spoke.
Yes, we spoke.
So you spoke to each other?
Each other, one-on-one, the same room. The thing is that she has the thing where all of us, we've done this a long time, right? And also, we've done a lot of drinking shows. We've done those for a long time. She has not. So she was wrestling with the thing is, oh my God, how did I do? Was I okay? Because, you know,
killed.
You get those doubts.
Early she killed.
On. And I had to tell her, you killed. You must continue to drink. You must continue to come back on the show. Did you have a good time? She said, I had a really good time, but I just, how was I? I said, you were great. And then
she's a Facebooker. She's got to be reading her.
Yeah, she
her
knows.
Press.
She got her reviews. And then she was continuing to go on into the night and very excited that she did good after she laid down on the carpet for a little while and we talked. And she kind of got her second wind and went upstairs and started texting and phoning friends from college and everything.
Aww.
To a point where Julia went and took her phone away. She says, Mom, no good is going to come of this. You know, you can't do this.
Oh, so she was drinking and dialing.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
Oh.
And so Julia took her phone away, and then she went up to bed, and then I came up to bed about an hour later because I was watching some TV, and Carrie had gotten her phone back, and she was talking to another friend from college. And
so
Julia
was the leader of the house.
Yeah, right? Julia basically was. And you know what? I will say this. Just like we don't have any edibles in our house, we don't let an underage child drink. But if Julia had some champagne that night,
right.
Which, you know, these are desperate and crazy times. You do things.
It was pandemonium, Rob. It was pandemonium in your house. Jimmy was there. There was champagne. There was beer. She's a college kid.
I will tell you this.
My daughters, when they were in college, had an adult beverage. I don't think anybody's going to break down your door from social services and take your children away, especially since one of your children is grown.
Well,
Thank
one
you.
Of the things we watched is I talked to her and I said, have you ever really, really, and this lets you know where I was because I was well on my way as well. I said, have you ever really, really seen the Rat Pack at work? And she says, what? I said, well, you know Frank Sinatra and you know Dean Martin, and I don't think you know much about Sammy Davis Jr., but they used to do like an act together. And I started to explain it to her.
They'd roll a bar out onto the stage.
And I explained to her, I've seen them individually, but I never saw them together. I said, hold on. And I went and I got a DVD of the Rat Pack in St. Louis. And Julia and me, we watched it, and she was floored by Sammy Davis Jr., and my heart grew 10 sizes too big, just like the Grinch that night, because she really appreciated, and we had a great moment and a great discussion that night about something that I love really, you know, a whole bunch, and it had never been even on her radar. So it was a great night for me and her as well. She loved being on the show.
I had no
Robert
idea you had this fantastic night.
They killed.
After the show, mine consisted of another tumbler of Irish whiskey, and Carla went to bed.
Well,
that was me. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Peepers opens his eyes in his recliner.
One of those? The worst.
And then I moseyed on into the bedroom, and And then I, you know, because that was my big return to the land of golf with the you know, by the way, the smallest number of cases in Florida just 2 days ago, I think. And then we had one spike up, and I'm like, it's not, it is, it's not, it is. Welcome
two
to
two days
America
ago, we had
right
a spike
now
in Virginia. Biggest day ever. Two
it's
days
weird.
Ago.
They call, the people are talking about data dumps. I'm not sure about that. Give us a sentence or two about the state of the relationship right now. Was it strengthened by this, further damaged by this, or where would it be right now?
We're on a day-to-day basis.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.